Hello, kids. This is Ryan from the Dead Radio Podcast. Please excuse me while I get these plugs out of the way. Please subscribe to the Dead Radio Podcast on iTunes, Beyond Pod, or whatever your mobile podcast app preference may be to download and listen to the show on the go. Not sure how to do that? Go to our YouTube page by searching Dead Radio Podcast and watching the lovely video Adam posted to teach you dummies how to figure it out. You might as well subscribe to the channel as well while you're there. We're also on Instagram at Dead Radio Podcast and on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/Dead Radio Podcast. If you'd like to support the show, send us a few shekels at our Patreon page, patreon.com/Dead Radio Podcast. Your support will help to
enhance
the show and fund future Dead Radio projects like Tim Cop, a live chili cook-off, and a shot-for-shot remake of Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. We do this show for fun, but as Danny DeVito in Twins once said,
"Well, money talks and bullshit walks."
We also share the internets with other local podcasts. So check out Dark Side Records Podcast, Dork Side at Dark Side Podcast, Hudson Valley Legends Podcast, and Hudson Valley Transmitter Podcast. And as always, the Dead Radio Podcast is sponsored by Track 7 Studios, providing quality artistic photography and video services for advertising or events of any size. They will photographify anything. And if anybody has been paying attention, I just said the word podcast 13 times. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the show.
Although Poughkeepsie is nothing but upstate to some city dwellers, it's actually more than just trees and farmland. Many legends and stories are rooted in this city of 32,000 people. Some as old as the Dutch that told tales in the late 1600s, and others as new as the stretch marks on the waitresses at the Tilted Kilt. The stories vary and are whispered among many in the city. Stories that intrigue and fascinate any who will listen. Some think that these legends should remain untouched and unspoken of, like the brutal murders of serial killer Kendall Francois, or the birthday special at Smiles. We've all heard of the tales, but we don't know what the truth is. But beyond the usual whispers of horror, I've recently been introduced to a new legend, one that has been building for over 2 years, although it appears hardly anyone has ever heard of it. It's the story of a strange transmission coming from Poughkeepsie, from some strange sex dungeon of a studio. Some say it's the end of terrestrial radio, and it's a beacon of light in the ever-expanding community that is referred to as podcasting. Others say it's just the remnants of the 90s clinging to their youth and talking too much about their bowel movements. Neighbors claim that they hear post-grunge bellowing from within the walls of the strange place. Whatever the fuck post-grunge is. Rumors of the wafting scent of bourbon belches and beer farts bring fear into their locals. Whatever the strange occurrence is, I had to learn more about it, and I decided I would go firsthand into the Cave of Mystery here in Hudson Valley. Welcome to Dead Radio Podcast.
This is the latest disclosure in a report from National Civil Defense Headquarters in Washington. It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life.
Welcome to Dead Radio.
We're not doing that.
How did she come to have sex with the dead man?
Don't call me Radio Unit 91.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man!
He's gone here in this radio station.
Place where the dead speak.
Rebel Radio!
I'm a fake?
Yes.
How'd you like to be dead?
You ever think about doing radio?
My team is dead!
But you're not crazy. You're me. And this is just radio.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
A lot of build-up this week.
Why the fuck did you play all of those?
Because I can, and I do things like that. Light torture of the audience is, you know.
I'm just super excited I got to hear my own music several times. That's awesome.
A continuous loop. And we're back. Episode 120. 120. Closing in on 150. Soon it's going to be 200. And then what?
Then probably 201.
That, I was going to say that. I didn't want to shout it out.
Or we could just give up like these assholes.
Yeah. We only made it to 12.
Did we make it that far, actually?
Fold up the tent and hand it to a local comedian.
We didn't even get a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't guessed already by the YouTube description, we have Tony and Mike in, formerly of Hudson Valley Legends, the Hudson Valley's premier podcast.
Oh, thank you.
For all that is legends.
But
of
it's
things.
Not dead yet. It's not over.
It's not dead. No.
Talk.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about the future?
Yeah, absolutely.
You are. Okay. So the past. You guys did 12 episodes, and to anyone out there who hasn't listened to it, I highly suggest the 12 episodes. Absolutely worth getting into the, you know, the whole series and everything like that, because it is coming back, in a way, and not in a way, like for real, right? Well, what's happening?
The buzzing we get over here.
Oh yeah, it's from your cell phones.
Yeah.
But
no, it's okay.
You guys just...
Oh, it's because mine was like right above the box on the table. I'll put
it's
it
It's a very demanding show. A demanding of time is more...
A little bit, yeah.
So, and I know how that goes. I had to quit my job to have more time for this shit, so... And we're not even doing anything smart. We're just like inviting people on and then letting it fly. You guys actually had to do studying and shit.
Yeah, there was the research process and everything. I got a new job. You know, I work in television now and... We sell it out, kids. Nothing tastes better.
Yeah, I wish your listeners could see what you wrote on the board.
Oh, they can.
They
can. They can. Yeah. Oh, good, good.
Yeah. The today's safe word for anybody paying attention is sellouts. Sell outs.
Yep.
But, you know, I was pretty bummed about it. I was really, really bummed about it. But then I heard at the it was at the bazaar. I actually found out the news. Like apparently everybody knew except me.
Oh, really?
I don't know. So a bunch of,
we
like,
dropped a bob on you. Then.
A bunch of people.
I feel like you should have been the first
to
know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So like somebody said they saw something online.
Okay.
That it was being handed over. Mm-hmm. The torch was being passed, if you will. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, we knew we didn't want to just outright kill it because we had grown a fan base. You know, there are people who watched the episode. You know, I was in bands and stuff all through high school and stuff. I never hit that level where I had fans I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All right, all my friends and family are coming to the show. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, we've had so much cool stuff happen. Like, I know one girl who became obsessed with the mysterious stone chambers in Putnam County, and so she started, like, a fan group for it. And she told me that I was her inspiration, and like she's been going there like every day, taking photos and doing research. I've had people,
oh, that's so cool.
Like, yeah, just people coming up and telling. Actually, what's really funny is I have a friend who works in the library and said after a few months of the Poughkeepsie Seer episode being out, people were requesting his book specifically, and they had said that it was because of our show.
So oh, wow.
Those are the
great
things that were just like, I didn't want to just like kill it, you know? It sucks that we didn't have the time anymore, but, you know, it's not fair.
Yeah.
So we decided to do some interviews for people and to see if we could find a new host and somebody who could do the production as well.
Right.
And, you know, I talked to a couple people online. A few of them were like, yeah, I'll do it. I'm like, no.
Yeah,
no,
we
that's
wanted.
Not what, yeah.
What is it? It's such, you know, it's a local, regional, you know, sort of podcast. We wanted somebody who really had a love for the area, grew up in the area, knew the area.
You didn't want a dead radio type person coming in,
not just,
and just
not
like starting a podcast.
I'm surprised we didn't even consider the idea. It's like, yeah, we're not doing that.
I'm like, there's no fucking way. We'd have to completely kill this thing.
Oh yeah,
this would have to be killed dead. We'd never have time.
Yeah, I don't have the patience to do a podcast like that. Not just because of the work. The work is fine. It's that it takes like a month to get something out there.
Yeah.
That is what I would have a problem with.
Right.
Like I'm by like Thursday, I'm itching to get back down here to do another show.
Right.
And that's why I want to do more. So I couldn't even imagine having to like do all of that, and the final payoff is like a month later. That's tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm blown away by how quickly you guys get guests. Like, I spent weeks and weeks trying to get people to just talk to me, and they're just either... It's half being flaky, half like they're older people, so they don't quite understand like what the Skype is, you know? Like, and it's hard when they don't necessarily still live locally. You guys are just like, yeah, fuck it, we got another guest. I'm like, holy shit, that's amazing.
It's taken us a long time to get there, though. It's great. And a lot of it is because we just randomly meet people, and now we have stuff to show them.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
You know? Like, we can go, oh, check out last week's episode. It was really great. Or the 50 episodes before that when we had guests on, you know? And it's not like we used to have to beg people to come on here like friends.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. We couldn't get anybody to come on the show. But now it's like we're booked 2 months out now.
We have, we have one, I think we have one Monday in July left.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're into August.
Yeah. And that's only because we had a cancellation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, if we know anybody, if we can get anybody in on July 3rd.
Yeah.
I'll look around.
Somebody important.
Somebody important
would be nice.
Okay.
Maybe
I can only get you creepy people. I mean, if you want that.
I want creepy people. I actually I want to reach out to that guy at we saw at the bazaar, that Black Bears on Bath Salts place.
Coolest. The dancing guy?
No,
that's the only thing I was looking at.
That motherfucker was my hero. That was living his life.
To be so self-actualized and just the guy was just wearing a tie-dye t-shirt, sunglasses, and I think like a wicker weaved hat.
Kind of like a Jurassic Park hat.
Yeah.
And just totally...
Cut and rug.
Yeah.
Like 1970s Pink Floyd came flying back at him.
Oh,
And then there.
Meanwhile, he's listening to like Be Cool Cowboy and Frank Melangi, and it's just like... These guys, they're like acoustic and yelling and screaming.
Yeah,
and
but he had moves for everything.
Oh, shit, yeah. He was about to do a cartwheel. He wanted to do a cartwheel so bad, but he couldn't do it. Was he wearing Crocs?
No, but he did have the long socks. Like the
Knee-high
socks.
Yeah, he didn't have
shorts, long socks, and I think boat shoes,
What a dream.
Yeah, just the flashbacks of all the LSD he took in the 60s come flooding back.
Yeah, for anybody
back.
Who doesn't know, it was just this guy basically entertaining everyone. It was at the Dark Side Bazaar, and the bands were playing, and right in front, everybody's kind of milling around, and you could, to me, broke the tension in the air.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was tension only because everything was, kind of strange. Mm-hmm. It was not what people are used to, and that's what Dark Side is going for. So I knew right away, once I started seeing vendors, I was like, oh, this is like a bazaar.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know. A bazaar. Are you writing it? Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
You like that one?
It's a start. I find if I don't start somewhere, I don't write anything down.
So this guy just gets in front of the bands and starts
just grooving, dancing,
like Dave Matthews,
psychedelic
sweating,
dancing.
Oh yeah,
psychedelic dancing. He not was like he wasn't breaking it down,
conjuring
you know?
The fucking spirits, the energy,
yeah,
balling it up for himself, motherfucker. Yeah, but I mean, it was great. It was good entertainment for me.
Yeah,
were you there for him?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. He was doing that all day.
it was hard to miss.
Did he keep we left probably after 2 hours? He was doing it all day.
Yeah,
he eventually. I think he left. He left before Babe Patrol came on. Tuckered out. He definitely left before Babe Patrol came on. Because I was filming and stuff, and he wasn't out there when they were on.
Aww.
And she definitely would have called that guy out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm yawning.
That's okay.
So you found someone to take it over. Can we talk about that person or no?
Yes, absolutely. He couldn't. He lived in Woodstock, so it was going to be a little bit hard to kind of calculate a way to get him here on a Monday, so I didn't really pursue that. But his name is Rob Samps. He is the lead singer of a band called Casting Ships, and he was born in Tarrytown. He was raised there. He was a tour guide for Sleepy Hollow Cemetery.
Yeah.
And his band has music that's very regional. They have a song that's all about Tarrytown.
Yeah, it's a folk sort of punk.
Folk punk kind of,
Folk punk.
Which I'm totally into lately.
Oh, the band's great.
I've been listening to much.
We're definitely going to want to have him in.
Okay.
Yeah.
At some point. I mean, I would like to wait until we've heard the show. Right. It might suck, and then we won't want to talk to him.
He has some great ideas.
He's
for
got
the
a,
show.
Some
I'm
great
really
ideas
excited
and,
about
and
him.
And really a great perspective because him and his band, he told us him and his band had moved to Portland.
Yep.
And he goes, you know, you don't realize, you know, you don't think you're a New Yorker in the way that city people are New Yorkers, you know, being this far, you know, being in the Hudson Valley area. Yep. Until you transplant yourself someplace else and then realize, holy shit, I am different from this part of the country. You know,
so,
I am a New Yorker.
Portland where? Oregon?
Oregon, yeah.
Yeah,
not
yeah
Portland,
that's
Maine.
That's a big change.
So that's a
Yeah, because Portland, Maine's not going to be that different.
Not too
right.
big, yeah.
Right, right. So they came back, and they just really got themselves into the Hudson Valley. Like I said, yeah, they do a great song about, you know, Sleepy Hollow and stuff like that.
That
and,
sounds awesome. Where what's the name of them? You already got it?
Casting
I have
ships.
It written down. I'm trying
Casting
to find
ships.
It, see if All I right. can find
so we'll, we'll check it out.
And he's got a lot of, I think the new season, I hope I'm correct on this, it's not going to be until about September or October, but he's got really big plans for it, and he's got a lot of cool ideas. I don't want to give them away because that's, you know, that's his thing, but I'm really excited about it. I'm very happy with him because, like I said, I interviewed a few people, and as soon as we got to talking with him, We were on Skype for like an hour, and I was like, I was looking for somebody who's interesting to listen to.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part. Like, if you're intelligent or what have you, but if you're not like an articulate speaker, like myself clearly, then you know I don't know.
Toot your own horn there.
No, I'm all over the place today. You know, I was fascinated listening to him. He was very, like, I don't know, just the way he enunciated. Everything about him was just perfect, and he was exactly what I was looking for. So I was so happy to have him on board for this.
It's too bad he doesn't have, like, a scary British accent, though.
Oh, that'd be
that
so
would
sexy.
That'd be so much better.
Oh, my God.
Rob, start learning.
Yeah, put a little twang on it.
Yeah,
There, I was looking at their band a little bit. They mentioned Irish folk influences. Mm-hmm. Maybe like a little hairdy, 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 hairdy.
Because then I totally believe
Andy
he's
to
from
it.
The Hudson Valley.
An Irish folk.
Pay Andy to do it. Yeah. Hey, Andy. Yeah. Hey, Scottish guy. Come in here and do an Irish accent.
Oh, is that my
bae? You could probably do a much better Irish accent than we could.
She was...
Oh, I fell in love that night. Oh, my
frothing.
Oh, over Andy?
When she heard
oh,
that episode.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, Mac, go away.
Who is this man? What does he do?
I'm going to finish listening to this in the tub.
Yeah, Andy's a great dude. If you hang around in the coffee shop enough, you'll see him.
He pops.
I haven't seen him in a while, so he might be dead.
No, I saw him last week. Okay. He comes in really late, like right before close on like the weekends.
That's right.
I think it was last Sunday I saw him.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, Adam's opening number two. Couldn't have been that
bad.
That
was quick.
Where's the?
Didn't want
to
do
to alcohol, the cause of and solution to. All of life's problems.
I guess we're just jump right in.
Hey, we don't have
oh,
to.
Oh, it got stolen. That's what happened.
What do you think?
So, when it comes to, I'm always worried about.
First, talk about what you're drinking.
Okay, yeah. So I'm.
What are you drinking?
We are drinking the strawberry lager that I was wonderfully offered, the Harvest Series
by Abita.
By Abita, yeah. I'm always worried by beers like this. I'm always like, is this going to be some overly fruity, overly sweet?
The moment Adam brought that in and set that down on the table, I went, uh-oh. And he goes, but it's from Abita, and they've never done anything bad. I was like, okay.
That's why I went with it. Normally, I'd never buy something like this.
Right.
That was why I got it. My first sip, I was like, no. After halfway through, though, it's nice. It's like strawberry rhubarb pie kind of sweetness, not like
tart.
Like if Angry Orchard made a fucking strawberry cider.
Yeah, that's what
it's not like that.
Yeah.
So the
strawberry is subtle, so I'm into it. I'm into it.
Yeah, it's good. It doesn't really have a lot of hop to it. It's approachable, but it's I don't know. It's strawberry. It's strawberry beer. Tastes like that.
Yeah.
I want everyone to try what I'm drinking.
Oh. All right.
Grab me the other can in there. And then you can.
I like that you have the gold cups.
I know. We're very fancy.
Yeah, I like.
I had like clear ones, and then we used them all when the barbershop by Frank Coys was here.
That was a funny episode.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I love
that
those guys.
That was insane.
They
would be invited back, but not all at the same time.
I just recently found them. you know, because I was looking all over the place since I moved here to Poughkeepsie. I'm originally from Carmel. Mm-hmm. You know, when I moved here to Poughkeepsie, what, a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for places all over, you know, trying to find that, you know, something that speaks to me. I finally, like, 2 months ago went there. I'm like, all right, I found my place.
Yeah, nice. You just have a like, beer.
Yeah, I'm here.
Smell the dog shitting itself everywhere.
Before you drink, I wanted, this is by Graft. It's called Salt and Sand. It's a, they are out of, oh God, they're from Newburgh, New York. Crafted and canned by Graft Cider in Newburgh, New York. So you guys
and it's also a wild yeast fermented, which is why it smells like dog puke.
Fermented, so why don't you all take a sip and get me some reactions.
I hate the smell, but I do like it.
You like it?
I wasn't expecting that. I'm into it. Yeah.
This tastes like the shit I make at home.
Really?
Yeah.
It smells like acidic piss. Like it's,
super acidic.
Yeah.
Although now I'm getting a little bit of Alka-Seltzer kind of flavor.
All right. Here's what's in it. Ingredients are New York State apples, of course.
Yeah.
Lemon zest, lime zest, and smoked sea salt. It is there.
Yeah, I'm not getting any smokiness, but it really tastes
their
like
Goza.
It tastes like an Alka-Seltzer.
There goes the Gozerian cider.
I don't think I'd ever drink this again.
No.
I bought
four because like, all right, first of all, a big tip of the cap to the that fucking that beer distributor by the Taco Shack in fucking New Paltz. Jesus Christ, do they have a selection?
Yeah. Haven't been in there.
A ton of like gluten-free
stuff. Oh, I know what you're
like,
talking about.
Everything you can think of gluten-free, they have it. It's incredible. And they had a lot of weird-ass ciders that I've never seen before. I saw that this was from Newburgh, so I gave it a fucking shot. And it's not bad. It's just such a strange, off.
It's just weird.
They
should have
added a little bit of something, like raspberry.
Yeah,
something
to offset all that. Because
all I'm getting now in like the aftertaste is just salt water.
Yeah, me too.
It turns into salt water after.
Yeah,
a
I'm not gonna finish this.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Just everyone, if you whatever.
See, I'm into it, but
everyone
I'm,
pour their is give into it to Adams.
I guess.
Mac.
Yeah, if you're gonna drink it, go ahead, man.
I'm gonna. I don't know if I should share where I work, but we're gonna have a night tonight. I guess
it's 6.9% too, so it's got a little bit of teeth.
Well, here's the thing.
That's surprising. It doesn't. I don't really taste any alcohol.
No, it's not strong alcohol.
I have very odd taste to. I think what's going on with beer lately, because everybody seems to be pushing the hops game. I hate
it's back. It's back and off now.
Is it?
It's going towards like juicier kind of. That's the new thing. It's
juicy.
It's hopped, but it's wet hopped, so it's not bitter.
Right.
It's just citrus, juicy flavors.
Yeah.
And also these Goza style beers. Everybody's making one now.
See, I'm into the more malt. I like a good Hefeweizen. I like a nice thick stout. That's what I like. I like to drink my bread.
Did we go over what a Goza is?
We did. Yeah, we did when Ryan was in.
Yeah,
from Long Trail.
Yeah, a top fermented beer, and originated in Goslar, Germany. I don't remember talking about this.
We definitely did.
Okay, whatever.
Because the cranberry Goza.
Yeah, and the saltiness part of it is part of the thing. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I didn't remember that at all. I don't remember.
You weren't even drinking.
Yeah.
You know how many beers I had that night? How do
I
remember? And you don't.
I was just sad, and I didn't care about anything.
I drank like 9 beers in 2 hours.
I'm drinking Yingling, dad beer.
Yay.
Dad
even
beer
in a
for
can.
Dad happy beer. Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day from Yingling.
My dad, dad beer for me was Coors Light.
Oh, God,
with a fucking lime, right?
Yep. No, no lime. Dad just, can of Coors Light. How come you don't drink Bud Light? Because Bud Light is disgusting.
What's your drink that you can't drink anymore because you just had it too much? Like, mine is Southern Comfort. I can't touch
Southern
it.
Comfort is one of those.
I
used to drink it all the time.
Me
I loved
too.
It. I used to get ragged on about, like, people used to fucking...
By me.
Yeah. And
like, why are you paying the same price for sugar water in your bourbon?
Yeah, it's just...
I can't even smell it anymore. I
get
nauseous from it.
Fireball for me.
Fireball, you're done with Fireball?
Done with Fireball.
I didn't even fuck with it.
Fireball is an ingredient to a drink, not a drink.
Correct.
When did people start thinking that you should put it in the freezer and do shots of it?
Yeah.
When they were 12.
I just don't fucking understand. It tastes like candy. It tastes like an atomic Fireball candy, so I get that.
Mm-hmm.
but you add that to something.
Yeah.
What was yours, Adam?
I don't really have anything like that.
No,
I mean,
I
just stuff that I've never liked, like tequila.
Oh, yeah.
There was a time when if tequila was the only thing there, I could drink it. But now I just it's so disgusting. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's how you notice you're becoming an adult, where you have standards for your alcohol. Yeah. There was a time where I had a friend who made some bathtub gin. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, fuck it. It's here.
Yeah.
Let's go. If we still see in the morning, we're good. You know,
yeah,
I've got standards.
I can't drink whiskey and bourbon as much as I used to, but that's just only because like my hangover is real bad the next day, but not because I don't like it.
Yeah,
but I've been acclimating myself back to it. I think, I think the problem is with whiskey and bourbon is I drink it just as fast as I would drink a beer, so I end up drinking five times as much without filling up. With beer, there's only so fast that you could drink it.
Right, right.
That's I've been getting into scotches lately, so.
Yeah, I don't know anything about scotch.
I know that they're icky.
The good, you've got to get, in my opinion, you got to get past the certain precipice of, you know.
Oh, Daddy, this tastes like Grandma.
A certain precipice of good quality scotch, and then you're like, oh, I see what these scotch snobs are talking about after a certain point. Before that, all of it tastes like, you know.
You're day man, not bring your ball bag.
And you said you worked at PDH, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I think the YouTube.
What are you doing?
I think the YouTube just crashed.
Oh, no.
What's our listener going to do?
We actually had a bunch.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's why I'm so bummed about it. But, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, if you can get it back up, because I would love to do the live commenting thing again. That worked really well.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
So I should probably log into Facebook.
Oh, I'd love
that. Yeah, I don't know if we're going. But
do you want to take a quick, like, two-minute break and try and figure it out?
Yeah.
Or I'll just go to YouTube.
No, we're good.
Yeah? You good?
Yeah, it's up. It's just slow.
All right. Well, this is a good time to let anybody know on YouTube. If you want to go ahead and do some live commenting, message us at the Dead Radio Podcast Facebook page.
Yeah.
Do not message us individually. Otherwise, our computers will make noises.
Yeah. So, okay. Greg O'Brien.
Oh, so is that your way of telling me that? So I don't do it again?
No, a bunch of people were doing it.
What I did catch was a question from Greg O'Brien. He was asking, he's late to the party, asking what Hudson Valley Legends is about. So I guess let's give us
we shouldn't assume that all seven of our listeners listened to every episode.
Don't you guys know number 99, the quintessential Dead Radio podcast episode about?
Don't you know
was
who
it 99?
Yeah,
was 99?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Hudson Valley Legends is all about the weird history and the urban legends in the community. So I'm the host and Mike is the producer and basically...
Sans.
And if you're just getting interested in it, well, we're not doing
it
anymore.
We're not doing it anymore. Sorry, Greg. it's just basically we would do stories on like the weird history in the local area, so the paranormal, the haunted stuff, you know, just kind of hidden gems in the Hudson Valley that some people don't talk about anymore. And it will be continuing in September or October, I believe, with a new host who has a lot of big ideas for it. So.
I have so many ideas. I'm so upset. Well, now you got to get me in touch with him.
Yeah,
oh,
no, he was actually,
Because he should definitely come with us and bust into the asylum before they tear it down this summer. Not this summer, but next summer.
Mm. Oh, well, if it catches fire again, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That'd be really exciting. what are you doing?
Huh? I'm not doing anything. People are messaging me.
That was me.
Oh.
That was me reminding myself to plug Babe Patrol's show. It is somewhere in New York City.
Oh, we're terrible at this, aren't we?
No, it's at, I think it's the Astoria Beer Garden, but I can look really quick. It'll just take a minute if we want to have a moment of silence for Jason Fulham.
All right.
Well, you don't like that air?
I was right.
Makes you nervous?
So, July 1st in Astoria, New York at Astoria Bandfest at Bohemian Hall Beer Garden in Astoria, New York. Don't know when it's starting because it doesn't say. This is just out there. It is hanging, hanging.
I'm sweating. It's hot down here.
So
yeah.
It starts. Yeah. Starts.
I'm actually all right, but
so it starts at 3 p.m. I don't know exactly when they're playing, but it is like a band festival, so there should be a lot going on that day.
That's cool.
And I thought she said it was at the Astoria Beer Garden, but it's at the Astoria Band Fest Bohemian Hall Beer Garden.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. So go check that out. You can also check out our interview with Babe Patrol that I just uploaded to YouTube today.
Oh. Lots of promotion. See, we're very professional.
No, yeah. Very much, yeah.
Do you want to take this opportunity to tell them about the t-shirts?
Oh, yeah, also.
Yeah, so
it's just a promotional podcast, really.
Yeah.
We're just promoting stuff, your stuff,
this
our stuff.
This episode of the Dead Radio podcast is brought to you by... I was just making fun of
Teespring. Something. You go to teespring.com, teespring.com/deadradioshirt. There's a story behind that. teespring.com/deadradioshirt and get yourself a Dead Radio Podcast t-shirt for 15
bucks. 15 bucks for a limited time. If we sell a bunch of them, we'll keep that price for a while. We'll just see how it goes. We really only need to sell like 4 to fulfill it, but our goal is 50. If we can get to 50, then we can actually make a little bit of money for the show, and you will all have t-shirts.
Yeah. Gentlemen, have you heard the good word about selling out?
We have.
Well, every dime that we make is going right back into the show for a very long time. Oh, good. We've already sold out. We're producing another podcast for profit. So.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I'm thinking about doing another one. I'm still feeling it out. We just moved. Mm-hmm. We're still living in boxes. The shirt is wrinkled because it's been in a rubber.
It looks great, though. It really brings out...
Stop it, you big flirt.
It really brings out the red in your beard.
Thank you.
What I wanted to know if there was any kind of... Was there stuff on the docket before you guys said, okay, we can't do this anymore? Like,
yes.
Did you have like a bunch of shit or just like one or two things that you really want to hit on? Because this is your chance to kind of...
I'm not going to tell you exactly because I am going to pass that on to
him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I can give you an idea of one of them.
Okay.
One of them was all about a cold case from the... I always mess up the date when I'm not looking at my notes. I believe it was like 1910. And it was a family that was murdered and they never actually solved the case. So the great-grandchild of... No, that doesn't make sense. The grandchild of the sheriff who was on the job wrote a whole thesis on it. And it was really fascinating. And I actually had this whole thing set up where I was going to do like reads of the actual 1903 newspaper articles and then develop how the story continued to develop in the news. Because the way they wrote news back then was so different from now.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't give a fuck what they wrote.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They were just like, her head was bashed into the sink, and it's just brutal, wow. Brutal
Jesus.
Shit. So I was gonna do like a reading of each article I found, and then kind of do like a timeline. But
God,
I did give it. I gave all those notes to Rob, so he will do with it as he will. But that was gonna be
Rob,
a good
if you're listening.
One.
Yeah.
Are you guys gonna like be jerks and micromanage and stuff?
No,
are you gonna, like,
we're done.
Like
we're done.
So,
that's why
I was listening to the last episode, and I have some notes.
That's
for you.
Why. That's why we did such an interview process.
Yeah.
A podcast. It's like our child. All right, I want to be okay with our child's new parent. We met Rob, and he's a good. He's a good metaphorical dad.
Aw.
Jesus.
I think he's, like,
podcast.
Younger than us.
So, yes, he is. Yeah. He is younger than us. But that's the feeling I got from him. Like,
okay.
It was...
He's like a stepdad, then.
I was looking for somebody who could do the podcast well. I think we found somebody who can do the podcast better than us.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that's how I'm like.
Oh, man, we're hyping him.
I don't think
we
are.
We're hyping him hard.
Dude,
yeah.
Don't fuck
don't
up.
Fuck this
don't
up,
fuck
man.
Up, man. That's like
it's stack
like,
him really high so it's a nice long fall so if he hits, he doesn't get injured.
Yeah.
He breaks his neck or something.
By the way, I wasn't actually texting before. I wasn't trying to be. I was trying to buy one of your t-shirts while we were sitting here.
Oh, and just do it at the end.
I was trying to be cute, goddammit, and then it fucked up.
Do it on the break. I'll help you.
Okay, thank you. You can take my money and break.
The reason why it's Dead Radio Shirt and not Dead Radio Podcast, teespring.com/Dead Radio Shirt instead, is because we started one and then we fucked something up.
We didn't realize that, that. One thing that I didn't really think of is that if you set your time limit for 3 weeks, none of the shirts will ship for 3 weeks. So I killed that one and made it a week because I know we'll sell 4 shirts in a week. Yeah. We got that many people in the room, they're probably going to buy one.
Right.
So I that's not a problem. I'm going to at least get two.
Right.
They're, you know, it's going to cost, I think it's, it with tax and shipping, it's like
$20. That's not
bad. So I know we'll at least make the goal and they will ship. I don't want to wait 3 weeks for my shirt.
I understand that. Sure.
So we're just, I think I'm just going to do a new one. Maybe we'll do this one for a week, and then the next one will be 2 weeks, something like that. I don't know. But with this, we can change it up. We can make different shirts.
Oh, awesome.
So we were talking before doing our ridiculous hashtags that we put sometimes, like dicks out for Bosch.
Yeah, dicks out for Bosch. It's like I have just a list of hashtags that I just that we always use.
Will your mom buy that? Because that would be fucking awesome.
Oh, that'd be so fucking weird.
Oh, that'd be so
Well, the t-shirt that we have up right now is just our logo. I definitely want to do one with the Dale face.
Yes,
because we can do full color printing with this. It's going to be much more expensive. It'll probably be, you know, $25 shirt, like that. But I definitely want to do some of the Photoshop that I've done in the past.
There's some weird, like hashtag smoking tit isn't smoking tit is in there.
Yeah. And it's smoking tit.
It just shouldn't be in there, though, anymore.
It doesn't make
it's
any sense.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Aleplane, I think, should be the first one.
I just
one.
Definitely want,
one.
Like, a hashtag celiac one just to be, like, an annoying person. Where'd you get that shirt? Oh,
I don't
from
know.
The
my
Dead Radio Podcast.
My favorite was Ride the Lightning.
Oh,
Rick Brings the
Lightning.
Oh, my God. That was so fucking funny.
Rick's a psychopath.
Oh, that was brilliant. I loved it.
Also, today, and I've been scouring the internet to find something, that Graswold kayaker case is going.
Yeah.
There's a pretrial conference going on today.
Yeah.
And I was told that there was going to be some live tweeting, but there isn't. So nothing's going on. Yeah. So that was a bummer. I'm really bummed about that.
I work in news. The last thing I want to hear is more news.
Oh, gee. Are they covering that whole thing?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk shop a little? Or talk shop, but talk.
No, they're not following that so much.
Yeah.
Wow,
it's like a Hudson Valley thing.
I know, right? But, and here's the thing, we do, you know, we also do Jersey, we also do Long Island. So I never know what area I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Day to day. So, like, today, I know a lot of Jersey news.
Oh,
I know what's going on in Jersey because that's what I'm producing, so.
It smells.
New Jersey is a delightful, delightful state to all my Jersey friends out there.
A unique bouquet.
Ed, your highways reek.
Can you write that
So
down?
That's why all your tourists think your state smells is because you've built dumpsters near all your highways. So anybody traveling through that state goes, oh, this fucking place reeks.
I can remember driving down to North Carolina with my father on vacation and just going, or maybe it was Florida, I don't remember, but we went through New Jersey. We hit New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea that we had hit New Jersey. I was just a little kid not giving a shit about where we were going. All of a sudden, I just went, oh, God, what is that? Oh, it stinks. What is the smell? And my dad just, without fucking flinching, says, we just got into Jersey.
Yep.
And that was it. Like, he didn't laugh about it, nothing. It was just a deadpan, like, offhanded comment. Yeah, New Jersey smells like shit. That was it. And I was just like, why does it smell so bad? And he was just like, oh, a combination of industry and seawater. I don't know. It's like low tide and fucking, I don't know, sulfur plants, whatever they got the fuck out
sulfur
there.
Sulfur plants?
I don't know. I don't know what they have out there.
That's the sulfur orchards. You can pick the sulfur right off the tree.
No, nice plant like a steam, like on the cover of Animals. Fuck you.
You crack open the shell and the sulfur is inside.
I want to know what industries are in Because, you know, there's like just factories and fucking shit on the sides of the roads there.
It's garbage. It's hot garbage.
It's hot garbage.
They have decided. And, you know, if you have to put landfills somewhere, I get it, near a highway. You're not putting it near a school. But anybody who's driving through that state is smelling your landfills and are going, oh, Jersey
smells.
They
also buy up all of New York City's. Well, they don't buy it. They're paid to take all of New York City's garbage, too. That's why New York smells so bad.
Yeah.
Whole fucking town smells. That's not just the highways.
I'm reading what the top five industries in New Jersey are. This is riveting
shit. Oh, I actually kind of want to know.
But okay, so it's biopharmaceuticals.
That sounds like a smelly off product.
This
right?
is according to Newsmax.com, so you know it's right.
Oh yeah.
Transportation, logistics, and distribution. Number three is manufacturing, healthcare, and technology. So there's not like actual. Like, I typed in factories, and it's just not helping me. The internet is not working for me today. Nothing is working for me today. But, it's a well-known thing. I said that to my friend, Shihu one time, and she was like, don't say that. No, don't you, New Jersey's a nice place. I'm like, no, it's not. It smells like shit. She's like, it does not. I'm like, you're just used to the smell.
You're just used
then.
To it, yeah.
You're smell blind.
It's like when you're hanging out in a house that has a kitty litter box in it, and the kitty litter box.
Are you talking
stinks.
About this place?
What?
Right now?
What?
Are you stabbing?
No.
I didn't even know you had a cat. I seen the dog.
I'm self-conscious.
It smells like a dorm room in the late 90s in here. That's what it smells
it
like.
It does. It's going to smell a lot worse.
He burns incense to cover up the cat shit.
Where's the Sublime poster?
Yeah.
Well, I got votives this time. I got votive candles from Dreaming Goddess. So
cool.
I was listening. I had forgotten.
Oh,
I listened to the old podcast episode. That's right. You got a candle guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I had a candle guy.
Well,
didn't
can
she,
we talk
didn't
about
she resign?
Your,
can we talk about what?
Your upcoming episode?
Sure. What? Which one?
The one where you're going to be, I think it's speaking with somebody from Dreaming Goddess. We
talked
about
it.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was tonight, but I forgot about you guys.
Thanks.
It's okay.
It is, gee whiz.
I might as well give him a proper.
I didn't say sorry. I said thanks.
I would. I guess I'll give him a proper plug. Well, next week, if anybody's interested in watching on the YouTube, I hope that it gets going, but you know it doesn't fuck up. But anyway, I'm trying to find his fucking site. Now I don't have.
So anyway, while he's looking for that, Ryan is going to have his pineal gland. What's the word? Tickled.
Stimulated in such a way
with LEDs or something, and he's gonna go on a small DMT trip.
Yeah.
So tell me everything.
So, what
I'm really hoping for is that we can lay you on the table when he does this. So right in the middle
like
of the table.
This, I have another extension.
I think you better move that before.
Now
you
wait, are
that.
you saying that the LEDs are going to cause a simulation of a DMT trip, or
no,
are you
supposedly
administered DMT?
And again, I haven't done any research on this because I probably will look into it beforehand. But from what I gather, the light in your eyes is supposed to stimulate your pineal gland to cause it to release DMT.
Yeah, gotcha. I have the whole thing here. The it's spelled AJNA light, and Ajna light is a powerful combination of spirituality and technology. It activates your pineal gland. It's a unique brand of light therapy that offers an endogenous. E-N-D-O-G,
mm-hmm.
Endogenous?
Yeah.
Don't know the word.
I don't know what that word means. Endogenous DMT release with the use of sophisticated brainwave entertainment software, allowing for complete natural and potent psychedelic experience without the use of any foreign substances. I've talked about this with other people to make sure it wasn't bullshit.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's completely
endogenous means having an internal cause or origin.
Yeah, but you know what also causes those psychedelic euphoric feelings? Those administered drugs, they're really powerful. You should try those. They work.
Yeah.
Also,
I told them, I was like, oh, great. Because
you know what also does? It has an endogenous response. Sugar pills when they tell people it's going to make them feel better.
Ah. Yeah.
So that's just, I'm just putting that out there that's just as likely, if not the most likely, cause for the trip. Mm. So that's why I'm not going to be doing it on the show. I am going to do it, but I'm not going to do it on the show because, oh, he specifically said he can't drink, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know it's not a problem for you, but it's a problem for me on this show.
Yeah. So. He was talking to me the other day. He's just like, do you have, what did he ask? Fluoride, do you use fluoride toothpaste? I'm like, no, I don't. And he's just like, good. You don't want your, because I guess it calcifies.
Wait. Before you start, don't do this because this is a friend of the show. So
gotcha.
Don't do that.
What's happening?
I don't want to say that this guy is full of things.
I kind of do. Fluoride doesn't do anything but make your teeth stronger.
That's all bullshit. Yeah.
You don't want my pineal gland calcified.
So
your pineal gland in your brain is not going to calcify from something that doesn't have calcium in it.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But that
I'm gonna have questions.
Saying. Yeah. So yeah, your pineal gland in your fucking brain is not going to calcify under any circumstances whatsoever.
But so it sounded good at the
time.
Yeah,
that's the thing, and that's why.
Now.
Yeah. So I'll be nice. I'll be nice, and I am very open minded.
Well, yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, if you have a legitimate trip. Who cares what caused it? But chances are it's a little thing in the back of your brain saying, hey, we really want this. Yeah.
Maybe I should fight it? Should I not fight it?
No.
Should I fight
it? Just the thing is, if you go into it thinking it's not going to work, it ain't going to fucking work.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I guarantee you if I sat in that chair, nothing would fucking happen.
My argument is that under laboratory conditions, I don't think this would.
I mean, I'm will. You know, I've,
well, we're gonna check
I've
it out.
Heard
check
plenty,
it out.
I've
excited.
Heard plenty of people
this is the lab,
talk about
my
it.
Yeah, a ton of people have.
Hey,
ton of people
is,
have said
this
that.
Is your laboratory.
Know?
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Well, and some of them were level-headed people over there have said it was really awesome as well.
Yeah.
No. Over at Dreaming Goddess, I won't say who the crazies are, but everybody who knows the people over there,
you
know who I'm
out.
Talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
So and yeah, right now everyone from Crafted Cup who's listening to this is fucking dying because they know exactly. I'm talking about. Mm.
Or they're super embarrassed.
I'm just weirded out by that, man.
Oh, man.
The things that they sell in that place. I'm sorry. Like
your skeptical alarms just
going off like crazy right now. Like,
he's more of the skeptic
you're
than I am.
You're telling me you're going to sell me a fucking crystal that'll make me richer or it's bullshit. No, it's fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
how
so,
dare you try and cure me of something with a rock? I'm going to walk in there with a cancer patient who's going through chemo and go,
stop.
What crystal do you have to cure cancer? And I want you to look this
person. They'll give you an answer.
I want you to look this person in the goddamn eyes and take their money. That's what I want.
Yeah, so the crystal
for a
thing.
Goddamn
is total,
rock.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mike just went nuclear.
Nuclear?
I'm sorry.
Nuclear.
Sorry for yelling.
So I agree with you completely.
You're just not as asshole and loud about it as me.
No, I just
I so
don't
sweating.
I don't I learned
so
a long time
sure?
ago to not give those people
so
any kind of energy
right
because
yeah. I think you're gonna
certain
not,
people I'm certain pe- like if you talk to someone who's like so if you talk to someone who talks about government conspiracies. Mm-hmm. You can argue with them and maybe get them to see your other side, but if they start talking about 9/11 was fake,
yeah,
there's just no point.
Right.
Don't bother. And it's the same thing. You can talk to people who have, you know, their pineal gland fucking whatever mm-hmm. thing done, and you can go, okay, well, there's that's a possibility at least.
Sure, yeah.
But then the crystal people, don't even fucking waste your time.
No.
Just don't even
I'm
bother.
I'm sorry.
My thing on it, though, is if it... you and I fucking go back and forth on this all the time.
This is
one
of
this
our...
This is him all the time.
This is one of our favorite
things.
Arguments. We have, like, you know, philosophical, you know, discussions and arguments all the time. This is one of our favorites. We never agree on this shit.
And I'm one of those people that have absolutely no problem with placebo effect, and I think if something makes you feel like it is genuinely helping you... then there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Ugh, that's horse shit.
Yeah, but don't bill it as science.
Don't
problem.
Bill
it.
Yeah,
nobody's
don't
billing,
bill
it. Who billed what as science?
Homeopathy.
That's not being billed as science.
Homeopathy is being billed as science.
He never said anything about
it.
I
want to know how many of your users know what homeopathy is, and then when they see a drug in the drugstore that says
what
a homeopathic
fuck?
Remedy, I want them to know if they know what that fucking shit is.
Well, how about you tell us?
Homeopathy is a theory that water has memory, okay?
And oh, the secret! Shh! You're talking about the secret. It's a secret. You're not supposed to talk about it, you cunt.
Water has memory, and that it has memory of vibrations, and that if you basically, if you want to stop a symptom, you give that person something that will cause that symptom. Say, all right, it causes the person has, you know, gets their face is red. Let's give them an herb that makes their face red. We take that, it's not secession, that's not the right word, but they basically water it down till it's literally one part in millions to you're drinking water. This is all water. You can go right now. All right, I should put a disclaimer. I didn't tell you to do
talk
this.
Talk to my water.
But I have done
tell
this
my,
before.
Tell my water what you feel.
Yeah, tell the water
he's
that
gonna
you
be
love
like
it.
Your inflammatory you one. Can you're going to get so many views off this. You're going to get so many flat
I have taken,
and angry people.
As an experiment good. By myself, I've seen somebody else do this. It's James Randi. He was a magician who liked to debunk
Randy.
Psychics and homeopathy and stuff like this. But you can. I have done this. I'm not suggesting anybody else does it because, goddammit, I don't want to get sued. You can take an entire bottle of homeopathic sleeping pills to your face whenever you want because it is
There's nothing in it.
You have diluted the compound so much that you are not even getting the it's like throwing an aspirin into, you know, Lake Superior and mixing it up and then taking a drink of it. Mm-hmm. It's like you're not getting any aspirin anymore. You're not going to cure
anything. You're getting cancer.
Right. that's the theory of homeopathy. So anytime you hear any medication is homeopathic, it's full of shit.
Oh, boy.
And that's what grinds your gears.
In my opinion.
Do you have a sound clip? Anything to play for this?
Don't listen to him, buddy.
I love you, water.
I'm just saying that apparently the water...
So,
hydrated
so, the, so, so it is a noun, the treatment of disease by minute doses of natural substances that in a healthy person would produce symptoms of disease. That sounds like horse shit.
Yeah.
That's like... That's fucking stupid.
I mean...
I mean, I've heard the word, but I'm never going to buy something and go homeopathic. And then, you know, I look at the active ingredients and it says fucking nothing.
Right.
I'm not buying it.
And the thing is, they'll hide the words, like they'll use the Latin term of this herb, and you find out, oh, you're giving me a pill with one millionth of a particle of garlic root. Thank you. I'm paying for this.
Yeah.
You know, and somehow water has memory about the garlic root, but it's forgotten all the millions of poo it's fucking floated in. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
If water could talk.
I've seen that video with the water and the ice crystals and stuff like that, and then just you do like 2 seconds worth of research on it, and they're like, yeah, that was never billed as a documentary. That's a movie that someone made.
Yeah.
Like, they don't say that was ever done in any kind of lab conditions. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. To me, you know what? The physical world is such a cool-ass place, all right? Mm. We don't need to make up stuff.
You're not interested in a parallel dimension or whatever? Like, just, like, reaching out and touching a different plane of existence?
I mean...
You can do it here?
Listen, all of these things are very interesting, very awesome, and I wish they were... None of that makes it any more true.
But I don't think DMT, you're touching another plane of existence. You're just...
Exactly.
You're getting high.
You're on a drug. Oh, you're on a drug.
It's because of the God particle. That's why. The God molecule, excuse me, I used the wrong phrase. It's just because everybody who's taken DMT have had the same similar experience, and it always comes out into a spiritual aspect. And that's pretty interesting.
When you take
we'll
a psychedelic...
We'll know more next week.
When you take a psychedelic... You can't lose your tether of, oh, I'm on a fucking drug, you know?
Right.
My synapses are firing like crazy right now. My eyes are dilated beyond belief.
Well, but
this is what it feels like to have those things happen.
The whole thing about DMT is that it's naturally occurring.
Right.
It's naturally occurring in every human on the planet and most animals and plant life. Natives in South America actually figured out a way. The ayahuasca thing. That's DMT. That's what that is. It's a bunch of barks that they mix together. The only difference between DMT that you buy from like a street dealer and smoke in crystal form, it lasts only about 20 minutes. In the ayahuasca brew, lasts for hours
oh my
on
God.
Length. So they figured out a way to harvest different barks and
Well, they do that shit too, where they like play music and shit to like keep you
going. They do shamanic drumming and everything like that. It's like, looks like fill the room with tobacco smoke.
It looks like a hard time.
Yeah.
You know, like. Like a lot, I've seen people, you know,
they figured out
documentaries about ayahuasca and they're growing up and stuff. Yeah. Like, it seems like a hard night.
Yeah, it's not fun. Like, it's not supposed to be like a party drug.
Right.
It's supposed to be, you know, a possible glimpse into something else. But, you know, whether or not, you know, skeptics over here believe that you are seeing something.
Oh, you're definitely seeing something, but it's within your own perception.
Right.
I'm just saying the most likely scenario is you're tripping fucking balls.
Yeah.
See,
I mean, that's just...
But that can have a greater meaning, though. And I
can, but not definitely. You know what
course,
I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's not being a skeptic. That's just saying, I agree that all those things are happening, but... Are they real? Most likely, no.
The very tools of your perception are being altered by this drug, so anything you say based on it is going to be skewed. You know, you saw something.
But
I don't deny that your brain was causing a hallucination.
But what if our perception of our reality is what's tethering us to, you know, this plane of existence?
You have then all your work ahead of you.
But then that's like,
you're
2 seconds away from. I'm just asking questions, man.
I know. I'm sounding like
I'm with
what if
right
Jesus?
No,
what
I'm
if Jesus
him.
Really did rise from the dead, Ryan? I'm just asking questions.
I want to go sit over there.
We should switch sides.
Yeah, I want to sit over there.
All I'm saying is that it's very easy to discount it right away as like, it's just your brain fucking around with you, but. You know, there is no absolute, there's no actual proof as to what, I mean, they do know that DMT, there's all kinds of research you could do on DMT. They know that your it's produced in your pineal gland.
Yeah.
They don't know why. It's just there. It exists. No real reason why. When you die, it dumps all of it into your system. So that's why everybody sees the white light and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are our bodies designed to do that?
Mm-hmm.
For what reason?
But necessarily designed, or is that
Well, not designed, but why did we evolve?
Our bodies aren't designed to make our blood pool when we die, but it does.
Yeah. Well, why did we evolve to create this little tiny gland in our center of our brain to dump DMT into our system?
Oh, I'm not saying that it doesn't serve a purpose in normal functioning.
Yeah, I'm not.
Life.
Like,
well,
the thing is.
Here's the biggest thing. We need to stop talking about evolution when it comes to things like that, because evolution is all accidents, unless you believe in a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think about it, how many of you guys wear glasses, contacts?
I don't. She does. She wears glasses.
Yeah. So 50% of the room would have been straight up dead by now. If without technology,
they would have fell down a hole.
Your family would have left you for fucking dead, or no one would have wanted to marry you or have their children marry you and procreate with you because you're fucking blind,
right? Or
so therefore,
you put interesting emphasis on that slabble.
Emphasis,
yeah. You put an interesting emphasis on slabble. I don't even know. I don't know what word.
So what I'm trying to say is that humans have surpassed natural selection.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
definitely.
So at that point, it can just be a fucking weird accident.
You know, realize that anybody who's gotten their wisdom teeth out, that happened because our jaws are now too small to fit our own fucking teeth in it.
Well, that and you usually
well,
not.
We don't,
you'd usually
we don't eat the same.
You'd
we
usually
don't,
lose a few by the time you're fucking 15.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I lived a long life.
Yeah.
15,
so,
we got way
so anyway,
off the rails.
That like, if you want to talk about intelligent design, you could make that assumption, but you can't just say there has to be a purpose to it.
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm curious what is the purpose? If there is no purpose,
it could be vestigial. It could be something. It could be some as you die, you dump all that so you don't freak the fuck out and hurt somebody.
To me,
I don't know.
To me, that
you know?
Question is asked a lot, and nobody stops to think, is that, and I no offense, is that a dumb question sometimes when we ask, what is the purpose? What is the purpose? It's like asking, what's the purpose of a mountain? It doesn't have a purpose. It just exists. We can talk about what happened to make that mountain be created. But to say that mountain has a purpose is our own.
But you never know. It could.
Painting that onto the mountain.
The answer is 42, by the way.
This is correct.
Every time.
It could be something vestigial. For all we know, it could be something that had to do with internal pain relief.
Yeah.
Right.
Something silly like that.
You never know. Yeah, especially because if it happens when you die, there's a good chance that it acted like adrenaline.
But
does
I think
for us now.
The important part is going through the process and stimulating your pineal gland doing all of these things, because if you just kind of cast it aside as just, well, we don't have the scientific fact for it yet, so fuck it, then what's to be learned from it? You're talking to somebody who's pretty anti-drugs,
But the thing is, I'm not saying that DMT isn't real. I'm saying that maybe shining lights in someone's eyes isn't real.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, because I was trying to be nice before, but then we went balls out on it. I think it's total bullshit.
Yeah.
We're gonna
have that discussion next week.
But DMT as an experience, the real DMT, the real ayahuasca trip, I think that's something else entirely, and I think that's a whole discussion that's important to still have and not cast it aside.
Of course, I think it
has medical relevance.
Right. And to bring it back full circle, because this thing went way off the goddamn rails, that was what was always good between us with the podcast.
A hard skeptic.
Let's reel this in. Me being a hard skeptic and her being not so much. We created a great podcast.
I'm
a little bit more open-minded.
Right.
Yeah. Now that we're not doing the podcast anymore, I'll totally say this. There were times I'd be on Skype calls and he'd be sitting over on a chair doing this, pretending to jerk off because he was so angry at the things he was hearing.
Because you do interview a lot of cool people and stuff like that.
And you interview some crazies, too.
And
there were times I would look over and I'd be like, new.
And I'm just doing this, just, throw my hands up in the air and go, fucking shit. This is
you can't argue.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, well, I'm much more open-minded when it comes to this kind of stuff. But I'm curious. I've read a bunch of stuff on it, and Vice did a whole thing on it. And that guy seemed to come away with something. So I don't know.
To me, the disconnect is the lights. Excited. DMT.
I'm interested. I specifically have not done any research on this because I want to ask those questions of him while he's setting things
up.
I don't know how it works. I want to do. Especially because I am biased to where I don't really think it's real, but we will know.
Right.
So I mean the real test would be to do it to me.
Yeah, it would.
But I don't want to do it on the show because I want to drink and make fun of you. He said he'd do a free session for me, so just come in whenever.
He's a nice fella.
But
having a difference of opinion than someone like me does not preclude you from being a very nice and charming individual, and I'm putting a disclaimer.
A very nice simpleton.
No. There are very, very smart people.
Who are really gullible.
Can you write down a very nice simpleton? Yeah. I love that.
A very nice simpleton.
All right, let's take a quick break, I think.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we've been at it for an hour. It's going by.
Really?
You guys still smoke the cigarettes too, right?
Afraid so.
Mm. Yeah, so.
All right, well, that'll give us a chance to regroup.
Great.
And come back with more.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Oh, don't forget to have me tell you about Lou's book.
Lou's book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it on the show because we're going to have him on. But
while we're here, patreon.com/deadradiopodcast, donate to the show. And also go to Teespring, teespring.com/deadradioshirt. Get yourself a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Support the
15
group.
$15 for a limited time.
Support the podcast.
I'll take a gross. A dozen.
If you want to buy 144 fucking shirts, man, I'll be really happy. All right,
so we'll be right back.
Are we doing Babe Patrol or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm gonna pause the podcast or the recording, the audio.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dave Curlander from Canine Tactics, and you're listening to Dead Podcast Radio. Oh, fuck. Hi, this is Dave Curlander.
Nice.
I don't even know where the fuck I'm from. This is going to take a while. All right, I got it. Hi, this is Dave Curlander from Canine Tactics, and you're listening to Dead Radio Podcast.
Done. Don't ask me to do it again.
I'm good. I gotta go to work eventually.
Uh-oh.
Breaking in reserve. Oh, no!
Oh, no!
Our titles!
The titles!
No! The
titles. Take my eyes, but not the titles.
Where's the paper towels? Not even.
What was it? Low tide and seawater?
I don't remember. We have bizarre, low tide and seawater.
No.
Low tide and sulfur.
Low tide and sulfur.
I think the title should be Low Tide Homeopathic. Very nice.
Oh, man. Well, we're back.
Hello.
Obviously, we've regrouped and then spilled. So now we're back to square one. So we're going to take another break. So we'll be back. And now we're going to clean this shit up. Adam's going to put all the paper towels into the garbage that he's been saving for the past 3 weeks. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to leave this here so that, you know, it piles up and it reminds me to take it out. But it just piles up.
Well, now it's full. I'll take it out tonight.
See? Voila. Beautiful. Oh, Christ. I mean, fucking.
Thanks for the beer, though.
No problem.
I need one after that rant. Everybody.
Sorry, I've regrouped everybody, and I'd like to apologize.
Don't apologize. It's what the show's fucking about. If the dude can't hang, he can't hang. You know, he's got a friend in me. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Adam, not so much. He needs to produce some scientific documents.
No, I'm going to watch it happen and then see how, you know, things go.
I switched up, by the way. I'm going with Down East Unfiltered, Down East Cider. I poured samples if you guys would like
this
to try.
This is definitely our favorite.
It's great. It's not garbage. This is good.
Okay.
This is our favorite
way to
cider.
Sell it.
Okay.
It's not garbage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is good.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that not the best cider you've ever had?
That's perfect. Yeah. That's really good.
It is good, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother, I poured him a glass of it on Sunday, and he took a sip, and he was just like, what is this? Down East Cider. We found out that Adam talked to somebody and tried it, and now it's like the unofficial, you know, cider of the Dead Radio Podcast, and he was just like, this is the best. He's like, this is the best cider I've ever had in my life, and I was just like, I know, yeah. It's good.
So I want your listeners to know that that the Dead Radio T-shirts will now start to produce.
Yeah,
as there were two more sold. So
it has
not
been
four?
Funded. So you'll definitely maybe four.
maybe
four.
Four.
Only 140 to go.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You only have to print four though
four,
to get it
I
going.
I think four
right?
total to get the like in order for them to make the profit necessary to make a silkscreen and start making them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we need everyone to start buying them.
Mm-hmm.
Clicking my analytics button.
Teespring.com/deadradioshirt.
For our podcast, we only ever made bumper stickers, and that was it.
Where'd you get... No, oh, this is logistics stuff. Where did you get your...
Sticker junkie.
What did we get?
Yeah,
sticker
so you
guy,
did only right? order two, so you're good. Yeah.
You
so,
won't have
yeah,
crates
but I think
of...
we just needed three or four or something like that. So as long as Bosch orders one, we're definitely good.
Yeah, and I'm like on the fence about it. So
I should just order four or five of them and just fucking wear them all day. You know, just fucking every day of the week. You know,
yeah, wear them at the coffee
every
shop.
Every time I wear a Dead Radio podcast shirt to the coffee shop, like 10 people ask me what it is.
Well, you guys have a cool logo. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Thank you. I made it.
Oh, you designed that? That's great.
Yeah, we're not fucking amateurs here. We grow fast.
So speaking of podcasts, you know, Mac had brought up before that he was thinking about starting one of his own, and I wanted him to throw it at you guys, see what you think.
If it's anything like what happened before break,
yeah,
I'm in.
Alex Jones style.
No, I don't. I haven't decided basically on the.
You
on
better
the
set up a Patreon
yet.
Immediately because I'm sending money to you.
It would be more educational. It would be more in the vein of like a Hudson Valley Legends style in the fact that it's more, you know, educational based, I think. And my big passion is music. I know you guys, obviously, you guys have a passion for music. I'm a really big like Western concert music, Western Europe concert music history buff. Mm-hmm. I'm that asshole. I like classical music and stuff like that.
Oh.
And I've always like
he's gonna have a fucking 100,000 followers on this stupid classical music podcast. Right.
That kind of podcast.
Well,
people are gonna be like, oh, you're compressing too hard and I can't hear the nuances of the BBC. Fuck all you people that listen to NPR, the classical shit on Saturday nights.
Well, there are a lot of good, you know, we always think of these old composers like, you know, Mozart and Beethoven and stuff like that, that they're like these you know, chiseled from marble busts sort of like people. It's like they were fucking humans and they were dudes and they told shit jokes and they did it in their goddamn music. There's shit stories in their music.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, there is.
I refuse to believe that Beethoven as...
Beethoven famously has a shit joke in his...
Beethoven as our friend, you know...
His second symphony.
Bill and Ted would say.
Fucking play. You want a shit story, a Beethoven shit story? I'll give you a Beethoven shit
give
story.
Give us a Beethoven shit story. This is like a shit story by proxy or something.
Dead Radio presents.
That's a good title.
A shit story!
And who did that?
That was
Flight of the Valkyrie.
Wagner.
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 I wonder
if
he's got a shit story.
No, he was
how poetic.
Well, he was a big anti-Semite. That was.
Well, who isn't?
That's why he picked the song.
But yeah. But yeah, Beethoven had so in 1802, he found out he famously started to lose his hearing, and it drove him into a heavy, heavy depression. And he had wrote out his, I think, his last will and testament. And I think a lot of people think he was ready to commit suicide at that time. But
think of how many records he would have sold if he did.
Oh,
my God! Are you serious?
More dropping of liquids.
That's the noise we have to play every time somebody spills something.
That's me when I actually spilled something before.
So, oh, you changed out the leaf in the middle of the table. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So there used to be a hole in the middle of the table where all the cords would go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he dropped a whole, like, dumped a whole glass of wine
down that hole
all over everything.
Oh, no.
And he finally isolated, so we just have this.
Look at the little sugar cup.
So, all right. So I spilled over a good line, I thought. Think of how many records he would have sold if he did commit suicide. And go.
When Beethoven got depressed, he had some bowel problems. All right, you did not want to
preach
share
into the choir.
You did not want to share a small enclosed space with Beethoven because he got the shits.
Where is this fucking?
Yeah, how do you even know this?
So
yeah.
If you listen to it, it came out in the fourth movement of his second symphony. I don't know if you could play it or not, but
we probably could. Although no, because it may pick up whatever. Symphony recorded
exactly,
it and then hit us with a fucking copyright thing.
Well, listen to the beginning of the fourth symphony. It is such
it's the fourth?
I'm sorry, the second symphony, fourth movement. And it starts with, you know, in such a weird, jumpy sort of melody that it literally is a musical interpretation of his own gastrointestinal problems.
What?
Yeah.
You want to see if we can play this?
Yeah, just do it. Who cares?
I don't think they're gonna.
So this is his tummy going crazy and him having fucking flatulence, as they would say back in the day. He's farting up a storm in this symphony. And as...
Oh,
the problem definitely goes southward as you listen to this part. This is about Beethoven having the farts. You are listening to a sonic musical interpretation of Beethoven's shit story.
I just feel like I'm watching Trading Places. That's all. I feel like Trading Place. Like this is the the title title role, and the show in the city, directed by whoever, I can't remember the guy, starring Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. Good morning, Mr. Duke.
So yeah, as the movement goes on,
it's a good question though. How do they know that though? Like, how do we know that?
Is that where the term movement came from?
Oh wow!
I wish. That's good though.
Buzzing.
Yeah, no, but through his letters and stuff.
Whoa! Sorry.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
Loop. My bad. Go
through his letters and stuff to his brother and other things. We knew that Beethoven wrote his most joyful music when he was most depressed. He was ready to off himself right now. He was getting to be a famous composer.
No, that part.
And he was
losing
his hearing.
How do we know? Because I listened to one of the lectures that you had actually told me about to check this out, and he didn't specifically go into why this is about gastrointestinal disorder.
It was something that was apparently known at the time, and Beethoven never said, no, that's not what it's about. And it seemed like he encouraged the rumor.
I guess that makes sense too, because back then people were into that kind of humor in
salacious,
a foppish sort of way.
Yeah, it was salacious. So people liked that sort of thing, and to know this is about this dude needing a fucking bathroom right now, this piece.
Yeah, I mean, people were no different.
I just don't hear it.
You don't hear it?
I think it would be more dissonant, banging on keyboards. Ding, gang, gong, gang, gang.
Tuba.
I just want to finish this fucking thing.
Well,
I think people were a little more subtle.
Well, they're
goddamn bathroom.
They didn't have such normal use of that great of dissonance at the time yet. That came a little later. But yeah, there are shit stories in classical music. I want to humanize these motherfuckers, They were humans just like anybody else.
I think they're humans in a different time where you didn't talk about shit.
No, you definitely did.
Mozart,
they definitely did.
Mozart wrote a piece.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Probably more than we do.
Mozart wrote
you have no fucking TV.
Then this show?
You have no TV at all. You have no ability to no one can fucking record you and show your boss.
Who was the author who had a fart fetish? I'm trying to remember. There was it might have been James Joyce. I might be shitting on James Joyce right now, but
no,
I
let's
think
just
it
go
was,
with it.
I think it was James Joyce who had a fart fetish, and they found it in his letters.
Yeah, he used to write to women
about
it.
He was either the spanking one or the fart one. I don't remember, but
where
he would
I wish you would sit on my face
and
fart on
and
it.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just going to write it the way I think.
Shitting or sitting?
Shitting on James Joyce.
Okay.
Not shitting on James Joyce.
So if a revisionist modern, so Mozart wrote a piece, I forget the Latin title for it, the working Latin title. He wrote it for his friend who was a Bavarian singer, and he knew that the Latin, I think it's Liken Misa Mars in his Bavarian accent.
Liken Misa Mars.
In his Bavarian accent.
Liken Misa Mars, man. Liken Misa Mars.
In his Bavarian accent would be
he's not
Liken
Mich
Arse, which is lick my ass. So Mozart wrote a piece knowing that his German friend would have to say lick my ass over and over again. Because if you translate the piece in its original Latin, it doesn't make sense. You'd go, why are these words together? It makes no grammatic sense in Latin, but when you realize he wrote it for his German friend, and his German friend would have to say lick my ass over and over again as he sung this piece.
I think what this is that Tony and I are a little bit more skeptical, whereas you are a little bit, you and Adam are a little bit more open-minded.
Could be.
Well, I mean, that is the most interesting, it's the most historical shit story we've ever had.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
It's a pretty
not as funny as my last one, but
no.
Last one, recently? Or?
No, at the last episode.
The last one, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what this tastes like? You know those like pre-made like ice cream bars, mm-hmm. like a Good Humor bar, the pink one.
Yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
Yes.
You know what's starting to bloom? Congested. Those fucking cum trees.
Oh, yeah. We call them. No, we haven't given a name for them.
What? Those,
we call them the pussy trees. It's funny that
you, you think they smell like pussy? I think they smell like dried cum. Interesting. So, yeah, I caught a whiff of it the other night on the way home.
We just go with what we know.
Like, I hope. I've been just so congested lately, and I went to my dad's house on Sunday, and it was fine. And the moment I got back into Poughkeepsie, I rolled down the windows, my nose just went, and all I could smell was just cum. Like, from fucking Main Street to where I live. Cum.
That's going to be fun out of context.
Yeah. No, every year, when we used to live on College Avenue, across the street, like on both sides of the street, they had those. What are they? Are they? What are they called? Flowering.
It's like a dogwood or something.
Yeah, flowering dogwoods. They're called, and they look great. They look like a cherry tree or something like that.
Yeah, what smells like someone farted on some bleach?
Yeah, yes. It smells so fucking bad. It smells like death.
What were those trees?
Evolution, man.
I know.
To attract bugs.
Yeah.
In D.C., there was this tree that we kept walking around
Something berry, goji berry,
maybe
goji berry. I think it is.
Okay.
Oh my god! If you stepped on the berry, it smelled like vomit.
It's apparently yeah. It's a beautiful tree when it flowers.
You can eat
and
goji
then it makes,
berry though.
Yeah, you definitely got to do something before you. They need to be cooked or something. I don't know the process, but you can't just pick these things off the tree and put one in your goddamn mouth because
somebody like when we were walking around, we stepped in them, and then we took an Uber X, and the whole car stunk so bad that we had to
they
roll
get on
down
your shoes
all the windows
and stuff like that. It's just like these fermented goji berries.
It was fucking
it's
horrible.
Like the city literally went okay. So there we've got this tree that we want to plant in the city. It's really beautiful in springtime, but it smells like hot garbage and jizz in the summertime. Is everybody okay with that? That's cool, right?
Sure.
We can plant that
there
near the apartments and stuff like that, so that way when you walk in, you track it in with your goddamn feet. It's
if
disgusting.
Everybody's too concerned about the smell, then they won't look up the hill. What's going on?
And it just the berries fall everywhere, so you're walking down the sidewalk and you're just cracking like multiple berries at a time with each step. It's like crunch, 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 and you like the smell is just god awful.
Oh, I wish I knew. I could. I should.
I hope it's good. I don't want to disparage.
I think
you're
close. Yeah, I think that's it.
I don't want to disparage the goji berry.
Goji berries are delicious.
Well,
stinky
smells
ass
like
fucking trees, and
I'm just gonna Google it.
They say you have to cook them or something. They might be like a turnip. Like you can't eat them raw.
Well,
or something.
I've only ever eaten them dry, so okay. Maybe
I like your Google search.
Maybe it's the juice. What was that? What happened?
What was the bouillon search?
So I Googled
search du jour.
So I Googled cum smelling berries, Washington D.C., and the
oh no,
there
are more.
There are
vomit.
A lot. There are a lot of. Things. The first thing is, this is why your city smells like jizz and vomit every spring. The next one down is, your street probably smells like semen right now. And then Wikipedia has Pyrus calariana. Let's try that. So it's a.
That's the pussy tree.
Yeah. So, oh, this is the same tree we've got here.
That's your cum tree.
Yeah. The cum tree is called a Pyrus. I don't have it hooked up. Remember? The Pyrus calariana, or the calari pear, is a species of pear tree native to China and Vietnam.
Oh.
It's a deciduous tree, conic, rounded, leaves are oval, blah, blah, blah. Five-petaled flowers.
This is great. Yeah. It's riveting shit.
Yeah. They smell like cum.
Yeah, the ones in D.C. don't smell like cum. It smells
they
like
vomit.
Fermented, yeah, vomit and hot garbage, you know?
Ugh.
So we'll go vomit.
I mean, I know why
berries.
They do that, but once they do it, don't they? Shouldn't they have gone? Oh, Jesus! Let's
ginkgo.
Are these them?
Ginkgo?
Yes.
Yes, that was it.
Yep. There
yep,
you go,
there
ginkgo.
Oh, fuck!
I am
sorry
fuckers.
For the goji berry. It was the ginkgo.
The ginkgo,
the ginkgo
berry.
Smells. Yeah,
apologies to the goji berry.
Apologies to the goji. You guys keep up the good work.
I guess this
each
is
autumn, each autumn, foliage-starved urbanites are treated to a spectacle of color as the fan-shaped leaves of the ginkgo trees lining their streets turn a brilliant shade of gold. But the treat comes at a cost. When the female ginkgo trees shed their leaves and berries, they rot and emit a stench often likened to dirty gym socks, vomit, or poop.
Yep.
Yeah.
There they are.
Live corrections and omissions.
There they are.
Yeah. Oh. And you're just crushing
them
under your
feet. That Uber driver wanted to fucking kill us.
That Uber driver hated us.
He was so pissed.
I think we had one of these in the when I lived on College Avenue in the backyard, my neighbor's backyard. But we didn't like step on them, so I never noticed that.
Yeah.
But I always wondered what they were because when they're fresh, they don't smell at all.
No.
But maybe it's
when
they start to rot or something on the
ground. When they're rotted on the ground, and then
yeah.
And you've got like this. It's like stepping on wet grapes. And
I had to leave
like
my
this
shoes outside the apartment because like my shoes just stunk. Like
yeah.
I couldn't.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're like real, and like you step on one, and it'll just like fragrance a room.
Yeah, they were right outside my friend, my childhood friend, his place. He lives in D.C. He's just recently become a doctor. So,
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
I don't think you know what mouse is.
You use that word.
I love
it. I don't
using
think
that
you, it means what you think it means.
So, are you guys ready for the apocalypse, though?
Hmm? Yes. Always.
It's coming.
I've actually got a plan, so.
Are you segueing into something?
A confirmed case of Zika found in the Hudson Valley.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's right. We're all
I only prepared for the stupid zombie apocalypse, not something rational and can actually happen.
Hudson
like,
Valley.
Yeah, right? I got my shotgun, my bug out bag. Oh, Zika virus. I got nothing.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
You're full of Simpsons, man.
One of the Hill people. Sullivan County Public Health Services received confirmation that a Sullivan County resident was diagnosed with the Zika virus. The unnamed person, lucky them, recently traveled to South America where Zika's virus, yeah. Somebody's got a joke, I can't remember who the fuck it was, one comedian is just like, all I know about Ebola is it makes people want to travel to Africa. I can't remember who the fuck it is. But it's going to kill me. But, yeah, why go to South America with, I guess, I don't know.
Well, if they stay in the hills, then we're fine, right?
Yeah. If we confine them to the hills, if we can find the hill people to the hills. They don't like to come down from the hills. I'm surprised one of them went to the doctor. They probably would have waited it out and found them.
Well,
it was the little town doctor.
Zika doesn't have that many symptoms, right? It's just kind of like flu-like symptoms, and then it just kind of goes away.
Yeah.
The most common symptoms of the Zika virus disease are fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes. So I have all of that except the fever. And considering how hot it is down here, I might have Zika. So I'm fucked. I'm not going to notice.
You're not having kids, so it doesn't fucking matter.
There's currently no local transmission of Zika virus from... Well, what does it do? Does it kill you?
It causes birth defects.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the actual host that has it, it doesn't really do anything.
Right. I'm safe because I don't have a uterus. I don't want to speak for
anyone. Yeah, but if you did get it, you could pass it on to...
I could pass it on to someone with a uterus. Uh-oh.
Yeah, and they're even showing that, like, years after having it, it can cause birth defects.
Yeah.
So.
Like, cool ones?
Superhero.
Yeah.
Like, really tragic, horrible.
Well, how fucking awesome would it be if, like... It came to the Hudson Valley and it just all of a sudden mutated and now we're gonna have
fucking
like superheroes. Fucking superhero babies.
Hudson Valley Legends 2.0, son. That's awesome.
Oh my god.
No, I'd actually
you know in real life
child,
if they were like actual mutant, if they'd be all bad, like there would be no Magneto.
That was
it would just be
yeah.
It would just be fucked up looking people.
There's a lot of people with leukemia probably.
Yeah,
like
I mean
I like what you said. You told me about, like, Family Guy touched on it. The mutation where, like, just Meg's claws.
Yeah,
Meg's
she can grow her nails really fast.
Really fast. Oh, it didn't break the skin, but ow. That kind of shit. I always wondered about that in the X-Men. Like, not all of us can control fire.
Yeah.
One of us has an extra foot.
Yeah, not all of us turn into the Hulk when we're bombarded with gamma rays. We basically just
most
get
people
cancer.
Just die of cancer.
Yeah. Of swift cancer.
Oh, man. Oh, and we forgot to mention this quick little ditty for what are you drinking? Zima's back.
Yeah, Zima? I almost bought some for the Whoa. Show.
Liquid candy Zima?
I couldn't Whoa. Bring myself to spend $9.
Oh, no my way. God. This is fantastic
Zima
news.
Was a joke when I was like 5. I even knew that
Zima
it
Zima was
sucked.
A joke when it first came out. People were like, okay. What the fuck is this shit? And then
How
they started drinking
it.
They're like, this is good.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Because I was going to, like, I remember when Zima became, it was out, and then I remember it became a joke. And Joe would, like, get it and bring it to parties and drink Zima. So, it couldn't have been out too long. But it's, like, mid-90s, probably?
Yeah, I was not 21 before. Oh, I have not, never tried a Zima.
We were talking...
But I remember the commercials.
We used to talk shit about Zima a lot, but we were drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade and Takis.
Yeah,
and
what the fuck's
shit.
The difference?
Yeah. See, you know? I just knew it was the butt of the joke.
Lakeport Canadian.
Yeah, Lakeport Canadian malt liquor. So it was 50 cents for a 24-ounce can of malt liquor.
Hold on. This low-alcohol drink often consumed with Skittles?
Yes.
Or another fruity candle?
Used to put
candy?
Yeah.
Fruity candle.
Fruity candle, sorry.
Used to, you drop candies.
Candy
like,
in it?
Yeah, and it's supposed to taste good. We tried that with a Sam Adams. It didn't work out.
So it... briefly thrived as part of the clear craze of the 1990s alongside drinks like Crystal Pepsi and yep. Tab Clear.
Credit where credit is due.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tab Clear can suck my dick. Tab Clear? Tab Clear? How fucking dare they? How dare they? Fuck you, Tab. You know what you are.
There's already one. We don't even have to talk about it tonight. This is it.
Fuck you, Tab Clear. What the fuck were they thinking? What arrogant
Tab is right already right. kind of...
Know your fucking role.
Do you guys remember the old it was Saturday Night Live making fun of the clear craze of the 90s?
Oh, back yeah. Then. Oh,
they did the crystal really... gravy.
Crystal gravy.
And yeah. they're just pouring this weird, thick, clear syrup
it looked
over
like just hair
turkey.
Gel. It's just clear hair. Gel. They used clear hair gel for the fucking prop. It was great.
Pouring whenever, it over turkey and
whenever
meatloaf.
I think of Tab now, I think of Bill Murray in Scrooged.
Yeah.
And he pours a pint glass of vodka and then just does like these
no,
two little drops.
No, you have to understand yeah. the evolution yeah. of that fucking drink across the movie.
Yeah.
I've studied this movie to great length. He starts off with just a little vodka and Tab. And then slowly, as the movie goes on, he starts adding more and more vodka, less Tab. And by the end, it's just a glass of vodka sprinkling the Tab over. Tab Clear was a variation of Tab. It was Coca-Cola's contribution to the short-lived clear Coca-Cola movement of the early 90s. It was introduced in 90s. These cocksuckers. These pieces of shit. Because Coca-Cola didn't want to go clear.
So Zima's tagline was something different. Something different with a Z.
Oh my God.
At first, 90s. Zima was a hit in 1993, captured around 1% of the U.S. alcohol market. God, 1% of drinkers in 1993 were pussies. Jesus.
So I lied. I was 8.
You were 8.
Yeah. I was 8 years old.
At the time, my 90s drink of choice was Surge.
And was the golden child of 1994. It quickly fizzled in popularity, but remained on store shelves in the United States until 2008. I did not know it stuck around that long.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
That's surprising.
This is and now we get into the age that we live in.
So in Japan, they've still been selling it since 97.
Though many forgot about Zima, a small group kept the memory of the beverage alive. Bring Zima Back, a Facebook page devoted to the revival of the drink, has 1,218 followers. The Bring Zima Back Facebook page has more followers than we do.
Of course they
by
do.
A lot.
Zima was a sensation of the 90s.
That sucks.
I really hope that once this show finally crashes and burns and is no longer on the air, there's still a Facebook page with over 1,000 people wanting us to bring back.
Dead Radio.
Yeah, Bring Back Dead Radio podcast. Won't that make you happy when you're in your, like, 50s?
That make me super happy.
Again,
I'd actually fire it back up again.
Yeah. You know what? They brought back my 90s beverage. You can now buy Surge in stores and in gas stations.
Yeah, you see Surge.
Why
all
can't
the place
these
now?
People have their shitty alcohol?
Whatever happened to Vault? You remember Vault?
Vault,
yeah.
A Vault?
Vault.
Like with a U?
Yeah, there was there was Mountain Dew, there was Surge, and then there was Vault. And they had these fantastic fucking commercials. But yeah, it was Vault. Vault, get to it! I'm sorry. Vault, hold on. Vault soft drink. Now we're talking about soft drinks. We absolutely have to. That was a Coca-Cola thing, too. These fuckers can't make their own shit. They made Coke, and that was it. And they just started ripping off everybody else from then on. They're like, all right, fine. We got this. They got 7-Up. Let's just do Sprite.
Yeah.
Fine. Good. Okay. Mountain Dew. Let's do Surge. Surge. Good. Fine. And Vault and fucking Tab.
Yeah.
Cocksuckers.
Dr. Pepper's the weird one. You just don't know who they're owned by. Pepsi. Like this weird. No, they're not. They're distributed by
they?
Pepsi.
What?
They're
distributed. They
no, no. They're an independent company.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, because in certain states, it's distributed by different distributors.
No shit.
Very weird. Yeah. They've just hung on to that for
like the
forever.
Renegades.
They're that good.
Yeah. Dr. Yeah. Pepper rules.
Yeah.
I fucking love Dr.
Yeah.
Pepper. Anyway.
It's the rich.
I don't really drink soda anymore.
It's the rich Bordeaux beer. Of the soft drink spectrum of flavors. I pair it with beef. Wait.
Here we go.
Their hashtag is, I've been waiting a very long time for this.
What? Hashtag Zima. Hashtag I've been waiting a very long time for this.
A hashtag shouldn't be that many characters.
That has to be a
That's
fucking
ugly.
Joke.
Definitely put that in the next post.
Write it down for me, please. Hashtag you're gonna get
That's
a fucking
a,
cramp.
Yeah, you're gonna get a cramp. I've been like it's all the word letters are written out.
Hashtag oh my god. Oof. Zima was overshadowed by other beer alternatives such as sugary low alcohol drinks like Smirnoff Ice, used to drink it. Mike's Hard Lemonade, definitely drank it. Smirnoff Ice, called a famously bad malt beverage by the Washington Post, seems to have captured the audience Zima never could. Wow.
Wait, can you go back up a little bit? I like that Zima's Twitter
now write
account.
Now again. just
it's like Harry Potter. It gets scored into his fucking arm.
Zima's Twitter account has 71 followers.
The 71 holdouts that know the rest of the world made a mistake.
We're definitely following Zima. Like we are trolling Zima from now on until they actually
Zima marketing on Twitter. At Zima Marketing.
Their name is Zima Marketing.
They have 978 followers.
Oh.
No, it's Zima Marketing Solutions.
See how fast they get followers by listening
to
this?
No,
no,
no, hang on, hang on.
This is Zima Marketing
Zima
Solutions.
At Zima on Twitter. No, this can't be real. It's not even their logo.
Oh, so they must have picked the wrong thing.
Yeah, light, crisp URL shortening service.
Oh. The article. Well, where is this article from?
Some stupid fucking thing.
Some stupid fucking thing. I think. Yeah, so there's a lot of hashtags, but I don't think they have an official Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Sacramento Bee.
Oh.
There's a Zima Japan.
Oh, the Bee, yes, of course.
Ah, yes.
So there is an official Zima Japan.
The Times, the Post.
The Legend Returns.
Somebody, so Mike Giel, he is at the kid underscore. No, LOL, does this mean Jolly Rancher sales will receive an unexpected spike too?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you but yeah. Hmm.
God, that is a stupid drink.
Now, I'm looking up Coca-Cola and the brands that they have now.
Lenny and Carl on The Simpsons. Let's go, Homer. We're stopping at Moe's for a Zima. Oh my God!
Yeah,
Zima's a thing.
They don't got anything. No,
but it does say.
Fuck! I forgot all about Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow, yeah.
Fucking Mellow Yellow.
Were you part of the Four Loko craze? Or were you guys a little too old?
No, we're too old for it.
Okay.
No, I drank Four Loko one time at a party, and it was like the night that they made it illegal.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you can still get it in the stores.
Yeah but it
has not been.
It
has no, but it hasn't been imported to like the actual stuff hasn't been imported to New York in 5 years, and yet it's still on the shelves. You can still get the full alcohol, whatever. It's just still sitting there.
Let me tell you, my friends, I have sampled every flavor.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, we were just like the energy drinks came out, and we were on that.
Like, I mean, yeah. Red Bull was a thing when I was still young enough to drink.
I was drinking
like
Red Bulls and vodkas when we were playing, when I was playing with the band, just to get me hyped up for the shows.
Right.
And that was a terrible, terrible, terrible idea.
Yeah, I did.
Don't mix high caffeinated beverages and alcohol before, you know, playing music live.
Yeah.
That's bad. For this, it'd actually be probably pretty good.
My mom had actually bought, sorry not to interrupt, but
no, okay.
My mom had bought a Soda Stream, one of those. Like, you can make your own soda. And you can make your own Red Bull. And she had no idea that I was using it to make Red Bull and vodka. I was just like, you're drinking a lot of Red Bull. the Red Bull syrup has gone. I'm like,
But Red Bull's gross. Why would you make it?
Oh, I like Red Bull.
Like,
I like the flavor. Yeah, to mix it with vodka.
I saw Red Bull as kind of like it was a tool. Like 5-hour energy drink.
All right, gotcha. Yeah.
That was like a thing that, you know, you go in, all right, I'm going to be on a road trip. I need chips. I need 5-hour energy drink, and I need jerky. Like, there's like things that you need, but you don't need, but it's things that you need in your back pocket. Like, I grabbed the 5-hour yesterday because I knew I was going to pass right out because of the heat.
You drink 5-hours sometimes, right?
Yeah.
They work fucking great. I love them.
Yeah, especially when I was still working at the my previous job, which was a deli, so.
I had two of them over the course of the day for Kurt's wedding, my cousin's wedding.
Oh, wow.
I was part of the bridal party.
Were you totally fried at the end of the
day,
though?
I was so wide awake.
Wow.
I was dancing, drinking, and other stuff, and eating, and everything like that. And at the end of the night, we're taking the Uber, and I'm just talking to the driver. Brooke's like, please stop. You need to slow the fuck down.
Oh my God.
Nah, I should stay out. Let's go somewhere. We're fucking in Queens. Let's go. We got these places.
See, Four Loko would make me like that, because I think Four Loko came out when I was like 20. It's perfect age for it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it just came out, and then I was just like, that's bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was bad. But, like, I would start like that, where, like, it was almost like a cocaine high, and then I would just be passed out somewhere and then wake up. It's one of
those. What are the hangovers like on that?
You
have diabetes.
I had one night. Yeah. I had one night where I was just like, well, these are what, you know, people are, there's a lot of press on this stuff. Let me at least try it before I make
before it goes by the wayside.
Before it goes by the wayside.
That was the thing. Salvia was legal for a long time.
God, yeah.
And then Tosh.0 had to fucking do something about it.
Yeah.
And now it's illegal. I was like, I should have just bought some when it was legal. I could have went down to the fuck Mother Earth's and probably picked some up.
That stuff is
Giggles
rough.
Sold it too.
Yeah. Getting mine from Giggles. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one day you turn around and it's illegal and now you can't get it.
It's a stupid fucking drug, to be fair.
Beyond all that.
Oh, we're back on this. I'm sorry.
Disgusting.
It
is unimbibable.
It's back on the DMT thing. Like, you don't do it to, like, hang out. You do it to fucking.
No, but I'm saying
fucking balls
getting
off.
Past.
Yeah, guess,
I can't get past the first part of just physically doing it because it tastes like you're smoking fish food.
Oh, is it that
it's
bad?
Disgust.
I haven't had it.
Like, I literally cannot keep. You could not keep it down for me. It was disgusting.
Wow.
Although, to be fair, I have one friend who smoked it and then turned into a log, and that's the funniest fucking thing in the world. He just curled up and he became a log for 5 minutes. He thought he was just in a river.
Yeah,
he was a log.
He said, "I am a log,
I am
in a river."
Well, he told us afterwards. He became a log.
We need to get some salvia on this show. For real.
Well, it's not illegal in, like, all 50 states, is it?
I think it's illegal here. Like,
it's illegal here and now.
Well, what the fuck happened was
Tosh. Bunch of kids fucking jumped off balconies.
Tosh.0 did something, and then a YouTube video of, I don't know why I know all this. Well, I was beaten up about the whole thing. A YouTube video of Miley Cyrus doing it
came out.
That was like a fucking.
But she wasn't
but the funny thing, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I think that she was smoking weed and said, no, I was smoking salvia because that's not illegal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
All right, so in any case, people started doing it more, you know, a lot. Kid fucking jumped out a window or some shit like that. I've seen videos on YouTube where guys just freaked the fuck out. You know, you saw Tosh with the coconut thing. He just all of a sudden just went, rah, and just, like, fell down and just, like, curled up into a ball.
Yeah.
Like, it just,
There's a great old video called Driving on Salvia.
I was just thinking of that.
And I'm like, have you ever seen this video? And she goes, Driving on Salvia. Immediately her alarm bells go off and like, oh my gosh, don't tell me he actually does it. I'm like, he doesn't even get the keys in the ignition.
Do you want to watch it real quick?
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
I don't know.
He's got a great YouTube channel now. Internet Comment Etiquette, I think, is the name of his channel now. But it's such
There's
a great...
There's a twist in it, too, when the thing happens on the roof.
Oh,
I almost fucking pissed my pants.
Oh, my God. Yep, that's it.
This one right here?
Yeah, either of them. Yeah, it's the same.
All right.
Hello, and welcome to Driving on Salvia. I'm Eric, your host. Now, today we're going to take the car out. All right,
so
streets.
Real quick, this guy was the guy that was on Tosh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, really?
He was on Tosh, and he did the relay race against Tommy Chong. Like, Tommy Chong smoked pot, and he did Salvia, and they just had to go through, like, tire jumps and everything like that. This guy made it, like, 20, 30 feet and collapsed in laughter. Tommy Chong finished the whole fucking obstacle course.
And we're going to do some K-turns, and then we're going to do some U-turns.
K-turns.
And then we're going to go ahead and parallel park
spot
smaller than we have before. Yeah. To start it all off, however, we need to take a hit of our salvia.
This dude's sitting in the car. He's using a regular bong.
Oh, it's so gross. Just knowing somebody. It's just...
Once you have that done...
Put that in the cup
holder.
You're
going to hold it in for about 20 seconds, or until your vision begins to vibrate. At that point, you can start your car, and you'll be good to go. In the meanwhile, check your mirrors... Make sure that they're pointing in the right direction.
He drops them in his lap.
He's just staring straight ahead.
I'll be back in a moment.
Oh,
this video had some funny blur.
I waited a long
time. They added a little bit of effects of it, but he's just sitting there chilling. He don't want to drive. He just wants to hang out.
Done.
Yeah, he just leans back in the seat. The keys are still in his lap.
Normally, I'm supposed to hold your salvia so long.
All right, so he was holding it in. You're only supposed to hold it in for a certain amount of time, but he was holding it in the whole time and talking. Oh, this is fucked up.
Yeah, fucked it up.
Excuse me.
That's a shame. The best
if you
part,
can, yeah, if you can get into the other video and just fast forward it.
Oh, this is stupid.
Yeah. This.
He's like feeling the roof of his car. You know, a typical fucking freak out.
Oh, he saw.
No, let's go.
He saw a kitty cat.
Oh, beautiful. Oh shit, there's a cat on his fucking car. He almost gardening on salvia. All right, this guy had a whole series. It's basically, you know, he smokes it and he passes out.
Yeah, it's like whatever activity he does, he doesn't get to step one because it's salvia.
Step one, you put the keys in the... I've waited so long.
Check your mirrors. And he goes, the line that got sped up, he goes, I think I'm about to go to space. Excuse me. I'm about to go to space. And that's when he just checks out and just rides the high out like he's no longer interested in the car.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Too bad. Well, never got my hands on it. You know, rest in peace. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers to Four Loko
you
and Salvia.
You got through it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You didn't want it.
Yeah. But I think, what do you think?
We're at 2 hours.
Yeah.
Almost,
okay.
Counting the break, anyway. So.
And
we got a lot of plugs to do. And do we owe anybody plugs for this month? Probably not.
I
right?
don't think so. Maybe Craft a Cup.
Not
like
really.
A legit one.
Maybe if you want.
Craft a Cup on 44 Raymond Avenue for all your coffee needs. Go to craftedcup.com, thecraftedcup.com. Mm-hmm. Check us out. Come by. Say hi. I'm working tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Closing shift. Yeah?
Yeah.
Come by and say hi.
Mac will be sleeping.
Yep.
Or I'll be awake, depending on what time.
So, yeah, 44 Raymond Avenue. Stop in, get yourself an espresso. I'll make it for you. It'll look great. Oh, one of the ladies at Dreaming Goddess. Mm-hmm. I won't say her name because I don't know if she wants to be associated with this nonsense after Mike's little tirade. I did the I got some latte art in. I made a heart.
Yeah.
Good really good one.
Nice.
I did it, and I looked at her, and I said, nailed it. And I put it in front of her, and she was like, oh, shit. And she took a picture of it, put it on Instagram. Nice. Fuck nice. Yeah. That's how good I am at coffee.
Good for you.
So, I guess, yeah, that's the end. Thank you, guys, for
Thank
coming
you.
On again. It's probably the last time because you're useless to us now.
Yeah.
I understand.
HudsonValleyLegends.com, HV Legends on Facebook.
That's correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's like in a holding pattern right now. I don't know.
Just
because I tried to tag it, but I couldn't.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah. Hey, it's like, you know, the last season is done. A new season is going to start.
Yeah.
You've got time to binge watch.
It's like, yeah. When, yeah. It's like when Dual Survival got rid of that first guy and then they brought in that other guy.
Yeah. Exactly like that.
And then
that.
They fired the other original guy.
And then they brought in
another
guy.
And then they got rid of the second new guy, but then brought in another new guy. And then they got rid of the first new guy. And now it's two new guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
be
it's
the
very
story
similar
arc.
To Hudson
Very
Valley
similar
Legend.
To that. Yeah.
Well, anyway, definitely download the 12 episodes that are out there.
Yeah, if you
they
haven't
will
listened. Will
definitely keep you entertained for, what is that, upwards of 6 hours?
Just about.
Yeah. So
yeah,
really, really great content.
Fantastic.
And we are it's never going to be the same. I don't care how good it is.
Oh, thank you.
The big bummer, the biggest bummer was the Dutch Schultz episode had such great production in it.
Oh, thanks.
You know, it was like, you know, the interweaving of the music and everything like that. It was just really cool.
I appreciate
that.
That
was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you ended on a high note.
We did.
And that's the important point.
And it's only going to get better. Like I said, keep an eye out for it. It'll be coming in the fall.
Right. Yeah, I shouldn't have said ended on a high note. That sounds bad. Check out patreon.com/deadradiopodcast. Donate to the show monthly. $1.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta
do.
Do
not
$1.
Go to patreon.com and try and search for us. Their search engine is very biased.
Mine didn't
so,
work either
yeah,
for that.
So go to Dead Radio...
Patreon.com/deadradiopodcast.
You had the same issue, huh?
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's fucking
yeah,
bullshit,
pull
right? But it's easy enough to find. If you know the show, you can find it.
Yeah.
Same thing with teespring.com, teespring.com/deadradioshirt to pick yourself up a Dead Radio Podcast t-shirt. Not a sweater, a t-shirt, Amber. A t-shirt.
That's a... That's a story I don't want to.
We also do need to pick a title.
Oh yeah, that's right, title.
And we can't forget we will be hashtagging. I've been waiting a very long time for this.
And so, also, what was the other one?
Hashtag homeopathic.
Oh yeah, that's gonna
get
some
nice.
Clicks. I'm
nice.
Moving the dildo
yeah.
so I can see.
Okay,
got a good grip on that.
So we have
the
bizarre. We have bizarre,
nice.
Bizarre.
Okay,
I like that one, but
low tide and sulfur.
Good one.
Okay.
A very nice simpleton.
I don't think we should insult.
No,
like,
no.
Offhandedly
no.
insult
no,
the guests.
No, 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 no.
Beethoven shit story.
Yeah.
Shit story by proxy. Shitting on James Joyce.
A lot of shitting.
And tab clear can suck my dick.
That's my yes, yes. Yes,
that's gonna be my pick too,
yeah. Mike.
But you're gonna have to put some stars or something in there.
I mean,
we're gonna get demonetized for it anyway.
Yeah,
but.
Tab clear can suck my dick is the title of this episode. I'm so excited to post this to Facebook tomorrow. It's gonna be glorious. All right, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Hudson Valley Legends.
Check it.
What
out.
What can I say? But other than listen.
that's not ending on a high note.
That's
the textbook not ending on a high note.